On behalf of the South African delegation, I would like to extend our congratulations to His Excellency Ambassador Cleopa Malu of Kenya on his election as the chair of the 2020 meeting of states parties to the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. We thank also your team for their dedicated support. I assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support in ensuring a successful conclusion to our deliberations. South Africa also associates itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the non-aligned movement and other states parties to the BWC. Chairperson, South Africa would like to reiterate its commitment to the full, effective and balanced implementation of the BWC. The convention makes an important contribution to the maintenance of international peace and security by preventing the threat posed by biological weapons. South Africa welcomes the report of the chairperson of the 2020 meeting of states parties, which outlines the results to date of the activities undertaken by the chair and the implementation support unit in 2020 and 2021 to promote universalization of the BWC. My delegation supports the universalization of the convention, and in this regard, urges the remaining 14 states which have not yet joined the BWC to accede to the convention without delay. South Africa remains committed to strengthening the BWC and its implementation to ensure that our common goal of preventing the threat posed by biological weapons is achieved. As with other weapons of mass destruction, no cause could ever justify the use of such weapons by any actor under any circumstances, given the devastating humanitarian consequences associated with all weapons of mass destruction. The primary goal of my delegation is to continue to reinforce the responsible production, possession and trade of products and advanced technologies in the biological field. South Africa, in so doing, is committed to promoting the benefits which disarmament, non-proliferation and arms control hold for international peace and security, particularly to countries in Africa and the non-aligned movement. South Africa notes with concern the rising numbers of COVID-19 infections around the world and pledges her solidarity with the international community during these challenging times. We also convey our heartfelt condolences to all the people who have lost their loved ones as a result of the pandemic. We commend the ISU and their staff for maintaining continuity in the work of the convention and executing and fulfilling their mandate under challenging circumstances. We further commend them for all the special arrangements and safety measures they have put in place to ensure that both the meetings of experts and of states parties take place under safe conditions. We welcome the report on the activities undertaken by the ISU in 2020 and 21 to implement the mandate given to it by the 6th, 7th and 8th review conferences to support states parties in the administration and comprehensive implementation of the convention. South Africa welcomes the hosting of the meetings of experts that was held in August-September 21 as part of the intersessional program of work and is pleased that we are finally able to have the meetings following several postponements as a result of the pandemic. We welcome the fruitful and vigorous discussions that took place during the meeting of experts and believe that the discussions have laid a good basis for the 9th review conference. Regarding Article 7 of the Convention, South Africa appreciates the reference that delegations made to the South African Working Paper during the meeting of experts that was held in August-September 21. South Africa would like to thank delegations who provided comments and suggestions to further improve the paper and to those that have expressed support and consideration for its possible adoption. South Africa is working on the proposal and is aiming to submit a revised paper. As previously stated, South Africa is willing to engage further with state parties on the proposal as we move towards the 9th review conference. Mr. Chairperson, on the issue of Article 10 of the Convention, South Africa believes that as we continue our endeavours to strengthen the BWC regime, it is vital that we should also focus on the developmental and cooperation features of the Convention. South Africa, as an African country and member of the NAM, shares the view that Article 10 should promote the right of states parties to participate in the exchange of technology, equipment, materials and scientific information for peaceful purposes, and that states parties in a position to do so should contribute to the further development of scientific knowledge and discoveries in the field. South Africa also strongly believes, in line with Article 10 of the Convention, that its implementation should not hamper economic and technological development of the peaceful uses of biological agents, but allow the beneficial elements of these agents to be developed to aid humanity. My delegation believes in the importance of international cooperation and assistance in combating and management of disease outbreaks. South Africa therefore believes that greater international coordination and assistance is required to alleviate the burden of the threat posed by biological weapons. Initiatives such as the exchange in biological science and technology, the promotion of capacity building in the fields of disease surveillance, detection and diagnosis, as well as the containment of infectious diseases, among many others, could continue to be further explored. South Africa shares the view that a legally binding protocol would strengthen the convention and improve its implementation, including through appropriate verification measures. The negotiation of such an instrument should therefore remain a priority. We regret that consensus on this important matter remains elusive. In the absence of such negotiations, South Africa supports other means of strengthening the implementation of the Convention, including through the elaboration of effective mechanisms towards the fulfillment of the various obligations under the Convention. Lastly, my delegation welcomes the discussions proposed this year in preparation for the 9th Review Conference in 2022. We stand ready to work constructively towards an outcome that would strengthen the Convention and its balanced implementation, leading towards a successful review conference next year. South Africa would like to encourage all state parties to the Convention to work together in achieving the goals of the Convention, and it is ready to cooperate and willing to do what is required to promote the Convention's goals and to eradicate the threat of biological weapons and diseases. I thank you.